While the coronavirus pandemic has raised many life and death questions, then there are the everyday ones, like if someone is in a grocery store line breathing on you, can you say back off? Actually, encounters over masks sadly have been life or death, haven't they? Emotions run high. So little things become big. So let's bring in Miss Manners, also known as Judith Martin, the longtime etiquette maven who's just published a little ebook, Miss Manners' Guide to Contagious Etiquette, with her adult children, Nicholas Martin and Jacobina Martin, answering her gentle readers' questions. And Judith Martin, Miss Manners, joins us by Skype. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with the biggest question people have. How do you deal with someone that you feel is violating social distancing, whether you're in the grocery store or you're at work, and you feel they're just not doing the right thing? What do you do?
Well, you don't insult them because, among other things, it doesn't work. When you start screaming at people, "You're trying to kill me," and "back off," and that sort of thing. Do they say, "Oh, excuse me," and back off? No, they get hostile. So you try to make some way of letting them save face. You say, "I think we should have more distance here," for example. Mm-hmm.
That's key because you've said "we." So you're making it sort of a partnership.
Yes, you're giving the person the opportunity to do what you want that person to do without being embarrassed, because if they get embarrassed, they're going to get mean.
Right. But what if you're, let's say, in a public bathroom as things start opening up more and somebody, you know, doesn't wash their hands and heads for the same door handle? Is it the same kind of thinking? Is it sort of a, "Oops, I think you forgot something"?
Yes. And I got a lot of suggestions from readers on that, like, "Oh, look, free soap and water," or, "You may not have noticed, but there's a basin free now," that kind of thing. So the readers really got into the spirit of it, of making people do what you want them to do without insulting them. By the way, manners are much more important in a difficult situation, such as we all have now, than in ordinary life where you can avoid people. If you are quarantined with other people or dependent on other people to help you, you want to get along with them.
Yeah. And talk about masks, because you say the surgical mask is this century's handkerchief. What do you mean?
Well, everyone should carry one. Once upon a time, everybody had a handkerchief. Now, of course, it's much more likely to be paper tissues or the awful idea of sneezing into the elbow.
Well, hold on, Miss Manners. If not sneezing into your elbow, where? Where should you sneeze?
Into a handkerchief or a tissue.
There you go.
But the mask is going to be around for a while. And it raises questions like, how do people know whether you're smiling or not? Well, you have to say something or give a gesture that is obviously not hostile.
Yeah. It's funny, too. I'm thinking that the mask might be the handkerchief also, because I just seem to have this memory from old black and white movies that somebody might be weeping or something, and somebody might say, "May I offer you a handkerchief?" You might also, "May I offer you a mask?"
You could do that, or you can carry extra packages of tissues and give someone a package if they seem to be in need of one and you don't want them sneezing in your neighborhood.
Yeah. You've long been for written thank you notes, I'm so with you on that, against indiscriminate hugging of people you hardly know, and against destination weddings. Not everyone wants their, you know, maybe one vacation week to be your wedding. And you note that now both hugs and destination weddings seem to have been taken care of. How do you still feel, though, about thank you notes? Is there a whiff of something when you send something that somebody has to touch and open?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I didn't want them to disappear in that way. Yes, I was against those things, but not like that, you know. there are people who leave their mail for a couple of days, but if there are serious thanks to be offered, a letter is still important.
One of your readers wrote and said she was going to have her young son write a letter of thanks to the neighboring hospital and all the nurses in there. What a great idea. You know, a combination of writing and demonstrating your appreciation. Just a great idea.
It's a great service to the child, too, who will find that it gives him a great advantage in life if he knows how to express gratitude.
Yeah. How do you get off the phone with someone when you just don't want to talk anymore, but you got nothing to do? Most of us don't have much to do.
Well, you never needed an excuse. You just say, I'm so sorry, I have to go now. And there are people working at home. There are people teaching their children, helping with the school lessons at home and so on. It's not as though people have nothing to do. But offering an excuse was always a bad idea.
Yeah. Say what's true in just about every one of your answers. People ask about tipping. Should we tip as normal? And you say, this isn't normal. Tip more.
Tip as much as you can, yes. The sad thing is that a lot of people who have to do the jobs like delivering the groceries have to risk their lives because they need the money. One of the things I'm hoping will come out of this is that a lot of really annoying and rude things will be dropped. And one of them would be that you recognize what other people are doing for you and you show appreciation for it. Some of the other things, like people who used to give priority to anything electronic over people in front of them, I'm hoping now that they're sick of screens and will be happy to see people back in the flesh and understand that's more important than somebody who's on the device. I'm hoping that people who have been defined dress codes because they're always saying, oh, I just want to be comfortable, are sick of their sweatpants and will at least put them in the wash for a while. And perhaps, you know, we'll come out better, I hope, for this experience.
That is Judith Martin speaking for Miss Manners. Her new ebook is Miss Manners Guide to Contagious Etiquette. Judith, thank you so much.
I enjoyed talking with you.